brought to you by Penguin.
The Older I Get, written and read by me, Fern Britton. Introduction. Repowered, repowering, repowers. Transitive verb. To provide again or anew with power, especially to provide something, such as a car, with a new engine. Merriam-Webster, Dictionary. Getting older is not for the faint-hearted. Reaching 30 or 40 or even 50 is a breeze compared to facing 60. You need time to process the reality of the problem, viz., you don't want to be old. I'm now 67 and often feel the urge to tell people, often complete strangers, my age. Very rewarding when people gasp in astonishment upon hearing this, not so good when they just nod impassively. Nevertheless, I am still certain that people want to know more about me, so I oblige them with, "I've had my right shoulder completely replaced. Want to have a look at the scar?" Oh, what possesses me? Well, obviously, the need to prove that, old as I am a medical marvel in peak physical condition, with a tattoo. Oh, yes. Young in every way and generally fabulous. For my age. And I want you to feel the same. If you're anything like me, you're a child of the 70s or 80s who wore power suits with ridiculous shoulder pads, perhaps you had a bubble perm, and went to see David Bowie live and still know all the words to Ziggy Stardust. Maybe we met, 1973, Earl's Court. Maybe you flattened a lot of grass with, I hope, unsuitable lovers, and it was fun. So don't pretend to your kids that you've never smoked a joint or got drunk. I didn't expect to write this book, but I've been talking to friends about how approaching my 60th birthday had seemed much more frightening and needed a lot more processing than approaching 40 or 50. The trouble is, I do not feel old. Yes, my knees hurt and I forget everybody's name, but apart from that, I'm fine, honestly. But suddenly, it felt like time was beginning to speed up. It made me realise how we don't celebrate enough the joy that can be found ahead. Well, I'm here to show you that a happy future lies in our own hands. When I had my daughter Winnie, aged 44, I thought to myself that when she's 20, I'll be over the hill, past it, in my dotage. Then I got to my 60s, and guess what? The sky didn't fall in. Life was the same as it had been the day before. That was a big realisation for me. So after I turned 60, I felt a strong desire to enjoy my life and to show my younger friends that it's okay. Look, I haven't changed, not overnight. I had to admit there were cons as well as pros. The main con being I now have a superb moustache and beard, like the sailor on the player's cigarette packet, but the hair on my underarms and legs has stopped growing. Anyway, my 60s are ending in better shape than they began. I was 61 when my mum, beautiful, funny, smart, tough, and a goddess in every way, died. I was 62 when my father, a handsome, funny, and talented actor, also died. At 63, my second marriage, which started the race so well, faded before the expected finish line and died. I was lucky in that I could run away to my quiet house in Cornwall, which I'd bought many years before as our holiday home. I can't remember what thoughts I had as I got out of the car after that long journey down, but I do remember the house welcoming me, giving me a hug of security and a sense of peace. There were so many happy memories around every corner. The children dashing in with sandy feet, surfboards piled up outside the front door, the empty packets of crisps and tins of Coke strewn around bedrooms, kitchen and lounge, happy bronzed and freckled faces of children who were bickering but carefree. And now here I was, single, looking at a very different future to the one I had imagined. This was not how it was meant to be. I had always thought that my husband and I would make it our permanent home, a place to share together once the children had left school. Now a new chapter was starting, and for the first time in my life I couldn't be sure of what my future held. This wasn't my first experience of rebuilding a life. I'd already been through two marriages, two divorces, two careers, one as a television presenter stroke journalist, one as a fiction writer. But I could do it all over again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?